Imagine waking up, feeling energized, maintaining stable energy all day, and watching stubborn health issues gradually disappear. This isn't fantasy. It's what happens when we align our eating with our evolutionary design. For 2.5 million years, humans thrived as hunter-gatherers, consuming lean wild meats, fresh fruits, and vegetables. Then, just 10,000 years ago, a mere blink in evolutionary time, agriculture changed everything. Our bodies, genetically identical to our Paleolithic ancestors, suddenly faced foods they were never designed to process. Our bodies remain calibrated for a world that no longer exists. Archaeological evidence reveals that early farmers were 5 to 6 inches shorter than their hunter-gatherer predecessors, suffered more infectious diseases, experienced 50% higher childhood mortality, and developed dental problems previously rare. Why? Their nutritious diet of lean meats and plant foods was replaced with starchy cereals lacking essential nutrients. This represents the most profound change in human nutrition history, yet our genetic makeup has changed less than 0.02% since agriculture began. We're essentially Stone Age humans living in a space age world. Today's standard American diet derives 71% of calories from foods that didn't exist in the Paleolithic era: cereals, dairy, refined sugars, and industrial oils. The average American consumes 156 pounds of added sugar annually, compared to our ancestors who might have found honey a few times a year. This mismatch explains why 68% of American adults are overweight or obese, and why diseases of civilization have reached epidemic proportions. The Hadza people of Tanzania, among the last hunter-gatherers, show virtually none of these conditions despite living into their 70s and 80s. As one Baffin Island Eskimo poignantly observed, "We never used to be so sick. The white man's food is not good for us." Seven key characteristics define the paleo diet. 1. Higher protein intake, 19 to 35% of calories from lean wild game. 2. Lower carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables only, with low glycemic impact. 3. High fiber from non-starchy plants, 8 times more than modern diets. 4. Moderate fat intake with balanced omega-6 to omega-3 ratios, 2 to 1, mainly monounsaturated fats. 5. High potassium, low sodium content. Paleolithic people consumed 5 to 10 times more potassium than sodium. 6. Net alkaline load, protecting bone health, kidney function, and muscle mass. 7. Rich in phytochemicals, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants from plant and animal sources. These pillars provide our bodies with the nutrition they evolved to process, promoting health and preventing disease. Unlike typical low-carb diets that allow unlimited fatty meats and artificial sweeteners while restricting produce, the paleo diet emphasizes lean proteins, healthy fats, and abundant plant foods. While traditional low-carb approaches limit carbohydrates to 30 to 100 grams daily, paleo embraces natural carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables with low glycemic impact. Fat quality is another key distinction. Where many low-carb diets disregard fat types, paleo emphasizes monounsaturated fats from sources like olive oil and avocados while maintaining optimal omega-3, omega-6 balance. The diet also addresses acid-base balance through abundant produce that neutralizes protein-generated acid, crucial for preventing bone loss, muscle wasting, and hypertension. Additionally, while most low-carb diets ignore sodium intake, paleo naturally limits salt consumption, aligning with our ancestors' low-sodium eating patterns and reducing risks of hypertension and stroke. Protein, especially lean protein, is uniquely effective for weight loss due to its distinct metabolic properties. Protein's thermic effect means the body burns 20 to 30% of protein calories during digestion, compared to just 5 to 10% for carbs and fats. This means 100 calories of protein yields only 70 to 80 net calories. high-protein diets increase daily energy expenditure by 12%, about 220 calories, versus high-carb diets, potentially leading to 10 to 15 pounds of weight loss over 6 months without other changes. Research at Karolinska Hospital demonstrated protein's appetite-suppressing effects. Women eating high-protein lunches consumed 12% fewer calories at dinner compared to those eating high-carb lunches. Unlike carbs and fats, which readily store as body fat, the liver can only process about 35% of daily calories as protein, making overconsumption difficult. Additionally, lean protein improves insulin sensitivity, helping normalize insulin response and creating favorable conditions for fat loss without persistent hunger. The paleo diet combats chronic disease by eliminating inflammatory foods that disrupt metabolism. Its benefits extend beyond weight loss, often yielding significant health improvements. Cardiovascular disease, causing 35% of American deaths, responds well to Paleolithic nutrition. The diet's fat profile reduces inflammation and improves arterial health, outperforming traditional low-fat diets in managing cholesterol. Metabolic syndrome affects nearly half of Western adults. The paleo diet addresses this by eliminating high glycemic carbohydrates that promote insulin resistance. Autoimmune conditions often improve with Paleolithic nutrition. Research links modern foods, especially grains, legumes, and dairy, to these disorders through mechanisms like increased intestinal permeability. Sally's story illustrates these benefits. Diagnosed with Crohn's disease at 13, she became 90% symptom-free within a month of adopting a paleo-like diet. After 2 years, she lost 45 pounds, eliminated all symptoms, and began running 4 miles daily. Mental health also improves with Paleolithic nutrition. Communities eating fewer grains show lower schizophrenia rates, while omega-3 fats from fish help combat depression and bipolar disorder. The paleo diet is simple. Eat lean meats, fish, seafood, fresh fruits, and non-starchy vegetables while avoiding cereals, legumes, dairy, processed foods, refined sugars, and added salt. Start with level 1, allowing 3 open meals weekly, 85-15 rule. Progress to level 2 with 2 open meals, 90-10, and level 3 with 1, 95-5. This flexibility helps avoid feelings of deprivation while maintaining benefits. Regular supermarkets offer everything needed. Shop the perimeter for fresh foods and lean meats. Choose grass-fed beef and free-range chicken when possible for better nutritional profiles. Dining out is manageable with strategic choices. Opt for poached eggs with fruit at breakfast, oil-dressed salads at lunch, and unbreaded proteins with steamed vegetables at dinner. Japanese restaurants offer excellent paleo-friendly options, while at Chinese restaurants request steamed dishes and avoid sugary sauces. The paleo diet aligns with our genetic programming by focusing on foods that shaped human evolution rather than modern agricultural products that entered our diet recently. This evolutionary alignment explains why many experience profound health transformations. Our bodies function optimally when eating according to our genetic design. The paleo diet wasn't invented, but uncovered from our ancestors' eating patterns just 333 generations ago. Unlike restrictive diets, this approach creates sustainable improvements through protein-rich, low-glycemic foods that normalize weight without hunger. By returning to our ancestors' diet of fresh fruits, vegetables, and lean meats, people often experience immediate satisfaction, improved energy within days, and better health outcomes, including reduced joint stiffness and digestive issues, within weeks. The path to optimal health lies not in modern trends, but in reconnecting with the foods that sustained humanity throughout evolution.